guys, how are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. You can follow Betting Pros on Twitter, Betting Pros NFL. This podcast every morning being brought to you by our great friends at BetMGM. You guys can find this podcast on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, and on, well, now kind of a TikTok one play of the day. If you're on that app, you can search the Daily Juice. Now, we had a pretty good day yesterday, 2-1-1. The soccer bet was wrong. How did Team USA lose that? But we don't count that. 3-0 for Team USA. Hi. What? Sweden was the question, not Team USA, whether they were going to score or not. Instead, Team USA gets blanked in their first game at the Olympics. So that kind of stinks. We will have Olympic betting, by the way, in case you're curious. I will have plays on the Olympics, and I'll have a play coming up for Team USA basketball, both men and women. We'll have a lot of things going for the Olympics in the bigger events. Golf, we'll have a golf bet. We'll have, I don't know how much track and field or swimming I'll do, but whatever I can get down, I will get down for the Olympics. So that is all still to come here for this week and next week for the Daily Juice as we begin the Olympic Games. We went 2-1-1 yesterday. We got the last at-bat, Austin Meadows, two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, 0-2 count. He gets a single up the middle for our total to come in. So we cashed on the over for the Orioles and the Rays, got the over 8 there. The Astros pushed. They were up 2-1 after 5, and then their bullpen blew the whole damn game. Indians win. When there's that much public money coming in on one side, look, it's just, you got to go the other way. And I don't know these things. I bet overnight, so I have no idea what the public's going to be on. I don't want to go with the public, but if I'm seeing the game the same way, they saw the run line for the game and they bet the run line for the game. They bet it at 96% at DraftKings, assuming most books saw a very similar action. Everyone was on the -1.5 of the Astros, and the Indians, I believe, won the game outright. I stopped watching it after the fifth inning. It was 2-1, but I think the Indians scored a bunch of runs in the sixth inning, and they covered that +1.5. I know they covered the +1.5 for them because I saw someone post that they cashed. So Cleveland comes up with that, and that's a huge win for the books. Whenever it's that lopsided, it's just, I don't say always fade the public, but in that way, yeah, it's probably a good time to fade the public. So we went 1-1 last night on bets on the podcast, and we wound up getting 1-1 on the no and yes runs in the first inning. I will come back most likely and have that pretty much a yes or a no throughout the entire rest of the week until we kind of get rolling. There might be some days where I don't have the time to do it, but if I can jump on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com. /chat to get into that, to get the invite or the link, which is underneath me here on YouTube. You guys can click on it and it'll take you right over to the Discord channel, and I will post it in there. That's where I post everything, most of our stuff, and we can do that. By the way, episode 2 of the Sharps Report is out, but there's been some funkiness going on here with all the podcast platforms. I don't know what's up. Okay, we're looking into it. But as of tape time, it has not posted to Spotify. So now Spotify's a mess. Apple's been a mess, and now Spotify's a mess. I don't know if people are on vacation or what the heck's going on, but luckily Anchor, our hosting site for the podcast, that works. So if you go to my Twitter account, at Sports Talk Matt, when I posted it inside the Discord channel as well for the Daily Juice, but you can get the second edition of the Sharps Report, which is a 1 hour or 45 minute conversation with Chris Andrews and I from the sports, from the sports book at the South Point here in Las Vegas. Chris Andrews, an author of a phenomenal book called And Then One Day, about his life in gambling, 40 years behind the counter. And we talk about the future of the industry and what's happening down the pike in the NFL and automation and operating an independent book in the age of big business and big books from all over global books. So really fun talk with Chris Andrews that is out right now. You guys can just go and search that. Go to, if you're interested, hopefully by the time you're listening to the Daily Juice, you guys can listen to the Sharps Report. But I don't know. It's a little bit of a weird time right now, a little frustrating to be quite honest when we go to this. So, all right. So 2-1-1 yesterday, winning day yesterday. Let's build on it here for a Thursday. Okay. So we have the 3M starting today. I have got two bets on that to give you, although it's a half a unit that's split in half. I've got two baseball plays to give you as well here. And then we probably will have the yes or no runs in the first inning on the Discord channel, like I said. Let's start with the 3M here. And let's start with Tony Finau, because I've got two bets on Tony Finau. So last week, Tony Finau played pretty well over in England at the Open Championship. He was a guy that some people thought he was going to be a top 20, top 15, top 10 type of finisher, because these majors, Tony Finau has been sort of, you know, him and Louis Oosthuizen, they're always competitive, but they're not actually winning these things. Royal St. George's, okay, you're coming off of that, but the first, the previous two tournaments for Tony before the Open, he missed the cut. So he's angry, right? He's mad. He goes up and down. This is what he does. But he was really, really good, consistent at the Open Championship. So if you look at his history here at the 3M at TPC Twin Cities, he is a guy who plays very well on this tournament, at this tournament. He tied for third last year, tied for 23rd the year before. In 2021, he is having an okay year. Tied for 8th at the PGA, tied for 20th at the Charles Schwab. At the Memorial, he tied for 32nd, but then Tony Finau missed the cut at the U.S. Open, missed the cut at the Travelers, and then tied for 15th at the U.S. Open. This field is not that deep. Dustin Johnson's the favorite here, but Tony Finau is either the second or the third odds-on favorite to win this golf tournament, all right? I don't think Tony Finau wins this thing. However, if you look at the way he played at the 3M last year, 65, 66, 69, 68, 16 under par. Tied for third here at this event. You don't have a lot of the star-studded players out there that you normally would have. I think this is a guy who you can back and expect to play well, and I think he's a guy you have to pay attention to. If you want to bet him to win it, I don't hate it. But instead, what I'm going to do here with Tony Finau is I'm going to bet him at BetMGM. And you can take the BetMGM offer, the $20 bet to win $100 on any event. You can take this. I would probably put it on the second bet using that promo code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new account. But Tony Finau to come in the top 10 at BetMGM, ties are paid out, okay? Top 10, including ties, at plus 110 for Tony Finau at the 3M, quarter unit on that. I also have another quarter unit play on Tony Finau in the top five at plus 275 at BetMGM at a quarter unit. That's where I would use the BetMGM offer to put $20 down on Tony Finau at plus 275. You win $100. Okay. If he doesn't come in the top five, you win $100. If he does, you cash out at plus 275, which isn't bad at all. You win your wager. Okay. So it's kind of a risk-free bet. You almost want him to miss that top five in some ways at plus 275, but you can win your wager at plus 275 for a quarter unit to win $100, win or lose, using the promo code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new account. So use it on Tony Finau top five at plus 275 or Tony Finau top 10 at plus 110 at BetMGM, quarter unit on each here for the 3M. And I do think this is a golf course he plays very well at. I think he's excited to kind of come back here. And again, the field just isn't the same as you would expect. It's not a typical PGA Tour field. Dustin Johnson, Louis Oosthuizen, Tony Finau, Patrick Reed, Matthew Wolff, Bubba Watson. There is a big liability on Bubba Watson right now for most books, including BetMGM, which reported that yesterday. That they've got a lot of money on Bubba Watson. They're going to be pulling against Bubba Watson. So maybe we'll look to fade Bubba a little bit in head-to-heads later on in this golf tournament. But Tony Finau, top 10, plus 110. Tony Finau, top 5, plus 275. Quarter unit on each of those bets for Finau at the 3M to play well. Tied for third last year. Maybe he wins the thing this time around, but given his unfortunate consistency of being the bridesmaid and not the winner of these tournaments, him coming in tied for second wouldn't be shocking at all here at the 3M. But so let's not bet him to win the thing, but instead top five and top 10 for Tony Finau at the 3M, which does begin today in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, for TPC up there in the Twin Cities. Okay, let's go to baseball. Twins and the Angels. All right, so I've been eyeballing and I've been waiting to find the right time to get involved here with a game involving the Angels for them and the Angels in the first five. So the Angels first five over under this season is 52, 36, and 6. This is from Odd Shark, their first five records. and they compile this stuff, which is really, really helpful. You've got 52, 36, and 6 to the over. That's 59% of the time for the first five over to hit for the Angels. The Twins are 50, 41, and 4. That's 54.9% of the time. Today, we've got the Twins and the Angels playing. And if you take a look at what we've seen over the last couple of games here, look, I don't want to blindly say that we're going to come in and just follow those numbers, but it's been interesting to see how these numbers can really affect what happens in a game. So it's LA at Minnesota and Andrew Haney against Kenta Maeda. You've got a lefty pitcher in Haney who's 5-7 with a 5.56 ERA. Maeda's 4-3 with a 4.71 ERA. So you got pitchers who generally give up some runs. You have the Twins who are at home. The Twins' home record right now to overs is 22-22-3. It's 50% of the time the first five over is going in. And the Angels on the road, 23-18-4 to the over. All right. These guys who are pitching, Haney is a left-handed starting pitcher, and the Twins, for the most part, hit left-handed starting pitching pretty darn well. Against lefties this year, they are slugging 445 against 418. Their OPS is 760 versus 734. They've got 48 home runs to 88 home runs against righties, but they have twice as many at-bats against. So they have 48 home runs in 1,087 at-bats against lefties. They've got 88 home runs against 2,086 at-bats against righties. So they're hitting lefties really well. They are getting extra base hits, 56 doubles off lefties compared to 96 against right-handed pitching. Typical team that likes to put runs up, they're able to score quite a bit. And Haney got hit pretty hard in his last start. He gave up 4 earned runs in 4 innings against these Seattle Mariners. So they've seen him. Against the Seattle Mariners. Against the Red Sox, he went 5 1/3, 6 innings, 3 earned runs. Against the Yankees, 3 innings, 5 hits, 7 earned runs. ERA is 5.56. Not great. Okay. So he's been hit consistently here, and the Twins are at home. They're 22-25 at home. The Angels are 19-26 away. They've got the pop, obviously, with Shohei in this lineup, so you can potentially have home runs. And Kenta Maeda hasn't been great, to be quite honest. You look at his starting, how he's done. 5 innings, 3 earned runs in his last start against Detroit. The two previous starts were very good. 5 6 innings against Detroit and Kansas City, give up no earned runs, but against the White Sox, 8 hits, 7 earned runs in 4 2/3. So we need Maeda to give up a couple of runs here. The total is 5, and then we need 4 runs coming in here from the Twins against kind of a rocky pitcher from the Angels. It is juiced to the under, but given the numbers we've seen with the first 5 here with the Angels and the Mariners, when it comes to where they are profitable in the first 5, again, Angels number 2 in baseball, first 5 overs, 59.1% of the time. Twins, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in Major League Baseball to the over in the first 5, 50, 41, and 4 for them, 54% of the time. We're going over 5, first 5, Twins in the Angels at -105 for the first bet for half a unit. Second bet, Angels and the A's and the Mariners, like I was talking about. The total is 4.5. It is juice to the under. And the reason is these are two of the worst teams in terms of where they are. And the A's are horrific on the road to the first 5 over. Oakland, 15-24-4. That's 38% of the time to the over in the first 5. They don't score early all that often. And the Mariners, look, the Mariners are the best team right now. But if you look at the way this is really a fade on the A's. They're 0-7-3 to the over the last 10 games in the first 5. And I totally get you may be looking at, the number one team in baseball, the Mariners, but they're not great when it comes to what they do at home. Okay. They're okay. On the road, they're tremendous. They give up a lot of runs early in games on the road. At the Mariners on the road are 31-11-3 to the first five over. But at home, they're 23-23-3. That's 50% literally. And over the last 10, the Mariners are 5-4-1 to the first five over. So you got a team in the A's who do not score early and who have been horrific over the last 10, 0-7-3 to the over in the first five. And you've got the Mariners, who are great on the road, which gives them a great record, number one record first five over, but not because of their home record. And they are at home here today, tonight, for this game. And so we're going to go under 4.5 at -125 for Oakland at Seattle. This is a start between Sean Maeda and Chris Flexen. And this is a, two okay pitchers. 3.28, 3.35, not outstanding, but they both pitched fairly well over the last three or four starts. So it could be a little bit hairy, but the total is 8. I got 4.5 shaded towards the under. We're going under 4.5 at -125 for the A's and the Mariners. And we're going to hope for a pitching duel and not a lot of offense and like a 3-1 score after five innings for us to go ahead and cash between the A's and the Mariners, under 4.5 at -125 for a half a unit. Okay, so again, the plays for today on a Thursday. Tony Finau, top 10, +110. Tony Finau, top 5, +275. Twins, Angels, first 5, over 5 at -105. A's, Mariners, under 4.5 at -125 for a half a unit. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast here on BettingPros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.